Hello?
Hello, it's on, Jimothy.
Yeah, I knew that.
Hello, and welcome to Heed the Woods.
And the first episode of our special edition history season.
French Kiss the Guillotine. I'm Lockheed.
And I'm Jimothy Woods.
Today's topic, if you haven't already guessed, will be about the French Revolutions, their causes, and how they relate to movements in the modern day country. Jimothy?
The French Revolution was actually caused because Marie Antoinette had a crush on George Washington.
What?
You know, the cake that she said to let them eat was actually their wedding cake. The peasants didn't like it. Thus, revolution.
Jimothy, no! Please don't listen to him.
Oh, come on. There's no way that's a lie. I saw it on Pew News. It must be true because it's a conspiracy theory.
One of these days, we need to teach you the meaning of theory, especially of the tin hat variety. Anyway, it was actually caused in part by the drained coffers from the French assistance in the American Revolution.
Don't even get me started on that revolution.
Don't.
Okay. Don't worry. I'll tell you guys next time.
Moving on. Carolyn Harris of ABC Clio wrote an article about how the revolution was caused by the climate changing, causing the crop yield to go down.
You know what they say, a hungry man is an angry man.
And not just the men, women too. October 4th of 1789 marked the historical Women's March of Versailles.
Okay, now that's epic.
I know I'm gonna regret asking you this, but Jimothy, what do you think was the root cause?
I think it could have been that the rulers had no idea what was going on with their people, so the disconnect caused tension between the two powers.
Wow, okay, that was actually reasonable.
Psych, it was really wolves.
What?
Yeah, just look at wolves. Their beady eyes, how could it not be them?
No more onion news for you. It was actually the fault of the government, or more specifically, the General Estates.
Oh yeah, the General Estates were those three groups of public voters, right? Two of the groups were the church dudes and the nobility.
Yes, and the third estate was the non-aristocratic members, who represented 98% of the people of France, but could still be outvoted by the other two bodies, according to History Network's French Revolution article.
Wow, how does that work?
It didn't. The church and the nobility, who were only 2% of the population, cast quite the dark shadow upon the wishes of the populace. They then had no need to listen to the voices of the poor if the poor couldn't touch them or their votes.
Oh, that would explain the revolt.
Pretty much. The problem wasn't solving itself, so the people of both sides assembled at Versailles. Unsurprisingly, the diplomatic air of the meeting was held for a little time before being abruptly abandoned, and the intent of said meeting was lost.
Is that why they gave up the third estate alone and got together on a tennis court?
Yes. According to History Network, on June 17th, they renamed themselves to the National Assembly. A few days later, they met in an indoor tennis court and swore an oath to stay put until constitutional reform had been achieved.
Makes sense. So all this was mainly because of the government being overbearing to its middle and lower classes?
Yep. It's the same issue France has today.
Really? What does this country have? An annual revolution?
No, but the current Gilets Jaunes, or Yellow Vest movement, is due to national unrest due to the government's decisions.
Yeah, I've heard of this. According to the National Public Radio, French President Emmanuel Macron announced a green tax on fuel for January 1st, 2019, right?
Now you're getting it. The movement was initially started by the people of rural regions who claimed that with the distance they drive, they can't afford that tax. Also, according to the NPR, the protests turned into riots and scenes of violent civil unrest along the world-famous Champs-Élysées.
Wow, looks like knowing the old history helps us see present-day chaos in new light. Oh yeah, how did the tennis court oath end? Did the people just die in that court?
Oh no, the National Assembly succeeded. According to History Network, within a week, most of the court deputies and 47 nobles had joined them. On June 27th, the king, Louis XVI, agreed and formed a single new assembly forged from the original three.
So we're hoping the people and the French president agree like they did?
Yes.
And for those of you who wish to get the taste of what life is like during the periods of the several French revolutions, we've got some good reads for you.
Check out A Tale of Two Cities by Charles Dickens, first published in 1859, or Les Miserables by Victor Hugo, first published in 1862. Both are timeless works of historical fiction that can give you insight that we can't portray in our short time.
On that note, we've said what we could.
And we have said what we should.
And we say,
don't forget to heed the woods.
Onwards to the revolution.
Not again.